Hi everyone, welcome to the other episode of Sustainable Environment. Today we are going to discuss about very important topic, climate change. Yes, our greatest concern. To understand what is climate change means, it is important to understand what is climate. You might know what weather is, right? Weather is a change we see and feel outside from day to day. It might rain one day and be sunny the next day. Sometimes it is cold, sometimes it is hot. Weather also changes from place to place. People in one place might be wearing shorts and playing outside. At the same time, people far away might be shoveling snow. Climate is usual weather of a place. Climate can be different for different seasons. A place might be mostly warm and dry in the summer. The same place may be cool and wet in the winter. Different places can have different climates. You might live where it is snows all the time, and some people live where it is always warm enough to swim outside. There is also Earth's climate. Earth's climate is what you get when you combine all the climates around the world together. Climate change is change in the usual weather found in the place. This could be a change in how much rain a place usually gets in a year, or it could be a change in a place's usual temperature for a month or season. Climate change is also the change in Earth's climate. This could be a change in Earth's usual temperature, or it could be a change in where the rain and snow usually fall on the Earth, whether it can be a change in just a few hours. Climate takes hundreds or even millions of years to change. Climate change is a broad term used to refer to change in Earth's climate at local, regional, or global scale, and can also refer to the effects of these changes. In recent decades, the term climate change is most often used to describe changes in the Earth's climate driven primarily by the human activity. Since the pre-industrial periods, particularly the burning of fossil fuel and removal of forest, resulting in relatively rapid increase in carbon dioxide concentration in the Earth's atmosphere. Earth's climate is always changing. There have been times when Earth's climate has been warmer than it's now. There have been times when it has been cooler. This time cannot last thousands or millions of years. People who study Earth see that Earth's climate is getting warmer now. Its temperature has gone up about 1 degree Fahrenheit in the last 100 years. This may not seem like much, but small changes in the Earth's temperature can have big effects. Some effects are already happening. Warming of Earth's climate has caused some snow and ice to melt. The warming also has caused ocean to rise. And it has changed the timing of when the certain plants grow. Many things can cause climate to change all in its own. Earth's distance from the sun can change. The sun can send out more or less energy. Oceans can change. When a volcano erupts, it can change our climate. The Earth's average temperature is about 15 degrees Celsius, but has been much higher and lower in the past. There are natural fluctuations in the climate, but scientists say temperatures are now rising faster than at many other times. The change in the global surface temperature between 1850 year and then end of the 21st century is likely to exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius. Most simulations suggest, the WMO says that if the current warming trend continues, temperature could rise 3 to 5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. Temperature rises of 2 degrees Celsius had long been regarded as the gateway to the dangerous warming. Most recently, the scientists and policymakers have argued that limiting temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius is safer. Most scientists say that humans can change climate too. People drive cars, people heat and cool their houses, people cook food. All those things take energy, right? One way we get energy is by burning coal, oil, and gas, of course. Burning these things put gases into the air. The gases causes the air to heat up. This can change the climate of a place, right? It also can change Earth's climate, of course. This is linked to the greenhouse effect, which describes how the Earth's atmosphere traps some of the sun's energy. Solar energy radiating back to the space from the Earth's surface is absorbed by greenhouse gases and re-emitted to all directions. This heat both lower atmosphere and the surface of the planets. With this effect, the Earth would be about 300 degrees Celsius colder and hostile to life. Scientists believe we are adding to the natural greenhouse effect with the gases released from industry and agriculture, trapping more energy and increasing the temperature. The greenhouse gas with the greatest impact of on warming in water vapor, but it remains in the atmosphere for only a few days. Carbon dioxide, however, persists for much longer. It would take hundreds of years for a return to pre-industrial levels, and only so much can be soaked up by natural reservoirs such as oceans. Most man-made emissions carbon dioxide come from burning fossil fuels. When carbon-absorbing forests are cut down and left to rot or burned, that stored carbon is released, contributing to the global warming. Since the Industrial Revolution began in about 1750, carbon dioxide level has risen more than 30%. Can you believe it? This concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is higher than at any time at least 800 or 8000 years. Other greenhouse gases such as methane and nitrous oxide are also released through the human activities, but they are less abundant than carbon dioxide. It is energy, and when you add energy to a system, it changes occurs, of course, because all the systems in the global climate system are connected. Adding heat energy causes the global climate as a whole to change. Much of the world is covered with the oceans, which heat up. When the oceans heat up, more water evaporates into the cloud. With the storms like hurricanes and typhoons are forming, the result is more energy intensive storm. A warmer atmosphere makes glaciers and mountains snap back. The polar ice cap and the great ice shield jutting off in Antarctica melt, rising. However, melt ice snow thought to be the main reason for rising sea level. Most glaciers in the temperate region of the world are retreating, and satellite records show a dramatic decline in Arctic sea ice since 1979. This is something. The Greenland ice sheet has experienced record melting in recent years. Satellite data also shows that West Antarctic ice sheets is losing mass. A recent study indicated East Antarctica may also have started to lose mass. The effects of changing climate can also be seen in vegetation and land animals. This includes earlier flowering and fruiting times for plants and changes in the territories of animals. The concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has risen from hovering around 280 parts per million pre-industrial time to 413 parts per million as of early 2020. This concentration of carbon dioxide is unprecedented in record history. The scientists have reported that we need to return to the safe concentration by 2100 in order to stabilize the global warming. Changes in temperature change the great pattern of wind that brings monsoon in Asia, the rain and snow around the world, making drought and unpredictable weather more common. This is why scientists have stopped focusing just to the global warming and now focus on the largest topic of climate change. Now, what are the causes of global warming? There are three positions on global warming. The first one, the global warming is not occurring, and so the neither the climate change. The second one says that the global warming and the climate changes are occurring, But these are natural cyclic events unrelated to the human activities. But the third one suggested that global warming is occurring as a result of primarily of human activity, and so the climate change is also the result of human activity. The claim that nothing is happening is very hard to defend in the face of massive official land-based and satellite data that clearly shows rising average sea and land temperature and shrinking ice masses. So of course, the global warming is there, so the climate change. Now what are the impact of the climate changes? The sea level rise, of course, is the most dangerous impact. Sea level rise is one of the most significant effects of the climate change, right? So high projected rates of future sea level rise have captured the attention of the world, particularly countries which are located low-lying areas as well as the small islands are concerned that their land area would be decreased due to the inundation and coastal erosion, and at worst the large proportion of their population may be forced to migrate to the other countries. Therefore, the issue has resulted in heightening the attention internationally as effects of climate change become apparent. The level of sea varies with the time and space due to the physical process such as tide and waves. Melting glaciers. From the last two centuries, the world's global mean temperature has amplified by 1 degree Fahrenheit. And it appears that the present trend goes beyond the natural climate variance. Due to this increased warming, the average temperature of Arctic region have mounted almost twice as fast in the rest of the world, and in this region climate changes are being felt extremely. This warming in the region can be attributed to the present human activities that are directing towards climate change. With the effect of climate change, the Arctic sea is cover is continuously shrinking and becoming thinner, and the region is warming more rapidly than scientists had anticipated. This is only due to the increased amount of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. The amount of carbon dioxide has increased by 35% since the Industrial Revolution, as we mentioned already. It is mostly due to the human activities like burning of fuels and the clearing of land. In addition to this, extending greenhouse gas releases are also causing momentous changes in climate condition, which in turn is affecting the Arctic sea ice. This impact of climate change on Arctic sea ice is making numerous negative effects on wildlife like polar bears and augmenting erosion of coastline in Alaska and Siberia. Arctic sea ice loss is also resulting the changes in atmospheric pattern that are causing condensed rainfall in the American West or amplified precipitation over Western and Southern Europe. If the situation of climate change is not managed, the decline in Arctic sea ice could also affect the whole world. More powerful storms can be created. The warmer the atmosphere, the more moisture it can hold, which means storms can get wetter. Even before the Florence made landfall, a team based at Stony Brook University in New York predicted that the hurricane's heaviest rains would dump at least 50% of more precipitation than would have happened had people not warmed the planet. Extreme rains, along with the flooding, landslides, and other devastation they cause, are some of the deadliest weather events worldwide. Last year, heavy rains in the Indian state of Kerala
killed more than 470 people, and flooding in southwestern Japan left more than 200 people dead. Some of the most sophisticated forecasts suggest that the globe warms, more rains will fall in Syria. Intermittent storms rather than in the kind gentle soaking shower that can sustain crops. Other research indicates that the way in which thunderstorms organize themselves could change fundamentally, leading to the bigger and more powerful storms that could mean more flooding. Our ecosystem. Climate is an important environmental influence on ecosystem, right? Changing climate affects ecosystem in a variety of ways. For instance, warming may force species to migrate to higher latitude or higher elevation where the temperatures are more conducive to their survival. Similarly, as sea level rises, saltwater intrusion into the freshwater system may force some key species to relocate or die. This removing predators or prey that are critical in the existing food chain. Climate change not only affects the ecosystem and species directly, it is also interacts with other human stressors such as development. Climate change, along with habitat destruction and pollution, is one of the important stressors that can contribute to the species extinction. Fisheries. The rising ocean temperature and increased acidity make it more difficult for the marine organisms such as shrimps, oyster, or coral, or from other shells. This process is known as calcification. Many important animals such as zooplankton that forms the base of the marine food chain also have calcium shells. The entire marine food web is being altered and may result in the cracking to the food chain, which is a real problem. Climate change will have a far-reaching impact on crop too, livestock and fishery production, and it will change the prevalence of crop pests. Many of these impacts are already measurable. Climate impact studies are dominated by those on the crop yield despite the limitation of climate crop modeling, with very little attention paid to the more system components for cropping, let alone other dimensions of food security. So, the enormity of global warming can be daunting and dispiriting. What can one person or even one nation do on their own to slow and reverse the climate change? You can reduce the greenhouse gas emission to safer level. There are personal lifestyle changes that you can make to that is some combinations can help reduce your carbon impact. Not all are right for everybody. Some you may already be doing, right, which is absolutely good, but implementing just a few of them could make a real difference. What we can do for that? The first challenge is eliminating the burning coal, oil, and eventually natural gas. This is perhaps the most daunting challenge, and denizens of richer nations literally eat, wear, work, play, and even sleep on the products made from such fossilized sunshine, right? And citizens of developing nations want and arguably deserve the same comfort, which are largely thanks to the energy stored in the such fuels. Infrastructure upgrade we can do, right? Then we can move closer to the work, right? Instead of staying far from your workplace and driving the car every day two times to reach the office and come back to the home, it is always better to move closer to the work where you can just go by walk, which reduces the emission of these greenhouse gases. then you consume less energy. Be efficient in using energy. Stop cutting down the trees is very important, right? We know that the trees takes carbon dioxide and gives oxygen. So with a lot of excuses, we are cutting a lot of trees, so we have to stop it. Unplug means reduce your saver bill. It will make a lot of difference. The fuel, instead of this fossil fuels, we have to find or we have to use other kind of fuels which has less emissions of the greenhouse gases. Waste management and recycling is also very, very important branch, right? We have to reduce the waste so we can recycle it, so the emissions of this greenhouse gases is stopped. Sea and ocean preservation is very important in order to stop the climate change. Remove of carbon dioxide, of course, right? Cut off the carbon dioxide emission is also very, very important. So people, let's make our environment a sustainable one together. Thank you.